Hello, hello, Tilde Radio. This is DJ Wofu, DJ Guapofu, as Snowdusk put it, welcoming you to the live historic 250th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, featuring the Wolves, Los Lobos, and I think one of their most famous tracks, that cover of La Bamba we just heard. This next track is Good Morning Azatlan. They are the famed Chicano rock group from East LA.
With a narrow through the middle of a name that looks like Joe. Young girls looking at the makeup in the mirror, puts a little gold ring on her toe.
I apologize for the delay, but this should be a real treat. We're broadcasting on a warm, humid April evening here in North Potomac, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County. Let's enjoy these tunes of Sabor a Mi here in just a few minutes. I'd like to thank Des Holiday tuning in from Brazil, northeastern Brazil. Gemlog from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada, and Sonomo from Ithaca, New York.
A red rooster crows a little Mexican tune on the chain link fence by the gate. Somebody's daddy's out there honking on the horn. Hurry up, we're gonna make him late. I gotta say one, two, three more things before I go on. You can't run, you try to.
Aztlan, I guess.
There's a big fat part with an arrow through the middle of this place that I call home. When I get lost and don't even got a nickel, there's a piece of dirt I call my own. I gotta say one, two, three more things before I go on. You can't run, you try to hide away. Here it comes, here comes another day. You can't run, you try to hide away.
Aztlan being the mythical home of the Mexica people. Yes, back during the Aztec days. This is Everybody Loves the Train. Track after this is a famous one, Sabor a Mi. This group is just so famous and I'm feeling so good that maybe in 10 or 15 minutes I'll give a quick intro to this super group.
Straight from who knows where, the why, and how long.
Clack, clack, clack.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron. Tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas llevarás sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueño, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad en mi vida. Todo lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años, muchos más, yo no sé si tenga amor la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, y en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Digo lo que fuiste, una ingrata con mi pobre corazón, porque el fuego de tus lindos ojos negros alumbraron el camino de otro amor. Y pensar que te adoraba ciegamente, que a tu lado como nunca me sentí, y por esas cosas raras de la vida, sin el beso de tu boca yo me vi. Amor de mis amores, alma mía que me hiciste, que no puedo consolarme sin poderme contemplar. Ya que pagaste mal mi cariño tan sincero, solo conseguirá que no te nombre nunca más. Amor de mis amores, si dejaste de quererme, no hay cuidado que la gente de esto no se enterará. Me gano con decir que tu amor cambió mi suerte, se burlarán de mí, que nadie sepa a mí sufrir. Y pensar que te adoraba ciegamente, como nunca me sentí, y por esas cosas raras de la vida, sin el beso de tu boca yo me vi. Amor de mis amores, alma mía, que me hiciste, que no puedo consolarme sin poderme contemplar. Ya que pagaste mal mi cariño tan sincero, se burlarán de mí, que nadie sepa a mí sufrir.
De alma. Looks like I miss sabor a mí.
A cada instante intentaré de ti acordarme, aunque sea un imposible nuestro amor. ¿Cómo quitar la esencia de las flores?
Lobos will be in Richmond, Virginia, where Treebach is, and then Alexandria in the next couple of weeks. this might be of interest to Sonomo especially. I'm hoping to see Natalia Lafourcade in person in the Strathmore Music Center of North Bethesda probably next week. Either next week or the week after. Los Lobos, as I mentioned, Spanish for the Wolves, is a Chicano rock group from East Los Angeles, California. Their music is influenced by rock and roll, Tex-Mex, country, Zydeco, I guess the previous of which we hear here, folk, R&B, blues, brown-eyed soul, and traditional music like cumbia, boleros, and norteños. The band rose to international stardom in 1987 when their version of La Bamba, with which I started the episode, peaked at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 and also topped the charts in the United Kingdom and several other countries. Songs by Los Lobos have been recorded by Elvis Costello, Waylon Jennings, Frankie Yankovic, and Robert Plant. In 2015, they were nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2018, they were inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. They're also known for performing the theme song to Handy Manny. This is Ooh My Head, which I think is from... I forget the film's La Bamba. That was about Richie Valens. They're also known for performing the theme song for Handy Manny. As of 2024, they've been nominated for 12 Grammy Awards and have won 4. Vocalist and guitarist David Hidalgo, who I guess the name I most closely associate with Los Lobos, and drummer Willie Perez met at Garfield High School in East Los Angeles, California, and bonded over their mutual affinity for musical acts such as Fairport Convention, Randy Newman, and Ry Cooter. Pitters recalls, "We're looking at each other, saying, 'You like this stuff? I thought I was the only weird one.' So I went over to his house one day for about a year, which we spent listening to records, playing guitars, and starting to write songs. The two borrowed reel-to-reel recorders from a friend and created multi-track recordings of music spanning from parody songs to freeform jazz. They later enlisted fellow students Frank Gonzalez, Cesar Rosas, that name also sounds quite familiar, and Conrad Lozano to complete the group's lineup in 1973. Their first album, Los Lobos del Este de Los Angeles, was recorded at two studios in Hollywood in 1977 over a period of about 4 months. At that time, they all had regular jobs, and it was hard to get together for the sessions. To accommodate that situation, their producer, Luis Torres, would call the engineer, Mark Fleischer, who owned and operated a high-speed tape duplicating studio in Hollywood, to find a studio when he knew all the band members could get off work that night. Most of the songs were recorded at a studio on Melrose Avenue, located next to the Paramount Studios at the time, and a low-price studio on Sunset Boulevard. The band members were unsatisfied with playing only American Top 40 songs and began experimenting with the traditional Mexican music they listened to as children. This style of music received a positive reaction from audiences, leading the band to switch genres, performing at hundreds of weddings and dances between 1974 and 1980. As Louis Perez said, "If you were married between 1973 and 1980 in East LA, we probably played your wedding. They would pay us like $400 for the four of us, a case of beer, and all the mole we could eat," said David Hidalgo. However, Los Lobos took notice of the popular groups on the Hollywood music scene and added rock influence to its sound. Originally, the group called themselves Los Lobos del Este, which translates to the Wolves of the East, a play on the name of the Norteño band, which I think I featured, Los Tigres del Norte. There was another conjunto band at the time named Los Lobos del Norte, which had released several albums already. Thus, they quickly changed their name they shortened it to Los Lobos. Oh, that's hilarious. Yes, sabor a mi. Yeah, flavor to me is, or flavor of me is what I would have thought. Yeah, my flavor, that's really funny. That is really, really funny. My taste. Taste me, mommy or daddy. I mean, both are good. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the film. I'm not sure the film was also called La Bamba on Richie Valens. Yeah, it was called La Bamba. I was right. That's where that hit cover came from. It's from Pacoima in the San Fernando Valley. I'd forgotten that. This is the breakdown. It sounds Zydeco-ish to me. Quite a versatile group. I just don't know why. Won't take me for myself. You say that I should be somebody. Don't you think that I'd be fun in a suit and tie? A Mr. 9 to 5. I just don't know why. You won't take me for myself. I've been racking my brain trying to find a way to make it through. I've This instrumental is something for me to talk through. Probably talk even beyond it. Well, Lobo's first noteworthy public appearance occurred in 1980 at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, where they were hired by David Ferguson and CD Presents to open for Public Image Limited, an English post-punk band. Interesting. On September 28, 1983, the band released an EP called And a Time to Dance, which was well received by critics but only sold about 50,000 copies. Slash Records was not confident enough in Los Lobos to release a standard 10-song LP, so they released a 7-song debut LP. 7 months after the release, the group won a Grammy Award for Best Mexican-American Song in 1984. However, well, there weren't too many sales of the EP. There were enough for the group to earn enough money to purchase a Dodge van, enabling the band to tour throughout the U.S. for the first time. Los Lobos returned to the studio. I'm sorry, I was laughing about what Sonomo said. Everything's weird to a young Ohioan. True dat, bro. Los Lobos returned to the studio in the summer of 1984 to record its first major label album, How Will the Wolf Survive? The album's title and the title song were inspired by a National Geographic article entitled Where Can the Wolf Survive? Which the band members related to their own struggle to gain success in the U.S. while maintaining their Mexican roots. Los Lobos were exposed to rock and roll audiences when they opened for The Clash. They later opened for the LA band The Blasters, whose influences included R&B and rockabilly. Philadelphia-born Steve Berwyn.
I do the days.
This is This Time.
By so fast.
Philadelphia-born Steve Berwyn played saxophone for The Blasters, then left the group to join Los Lobos. When he joined the band, Berwyn spoke about his similar record collection to the other members of Los Lobos, where they shared loves for George Jones and Hank Williams. The film Colors includes One Time, One Night in the opening credits, although the song was not included on the soundtrack album. In 1986, members of Los Lobos appeared alongside Tamara DuPlenty in the punk rock musical Population One. In 1987, they released a second album, By the Way of the Moon, and the same year, they recorded some Richie Valens covers for the soundtrack of the film La Bamba, including the title track, which became a number one single for the band. I imagine that's really what put them on the map, nationwide and worldwide. Was Come On, Let's Go and Donna, which also charted. In 1988, they followed with another album, La Pistola y el Corazón, featuring original and traditional Mexican songs. The album never peaked above number 189 in the pop charts, but it did garner Los Lobos their second Grammy Award for Best Mexican-American Album in 1990. Also in 1988, 1988, they contributed their cover of I Want to Be Like You with the Monkey Song to the Disney tribute album Stay Awake, various interpretations of music from vintage Disney films.
It's never too late, it'll be this time. It's gotta be this time.
In 2011, the group was awarded the Land Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2017, they appeared in the multi-award winning documentary film The American Epic Sessions, directed by Bernard McMahon, where they recorded El Cascabel live direct-to-disc on the first electrical sound recording system from the 1920s. During their session, the belt holding the 100-pound weight that powered the 1924 cutting lathe broke, and Jack White had to rush to an upholstery shop to repair it. Jeez. On October 4, 2019, they released Chico Navidad, an album of Christmas music from Central and South America with Mexican folk songs, as well as an original song by Hidalgo and Perez.
It's gotta be this time. Never too late, it's gonna be this time.
On April 3rd, 2022, at the 64th Annual Grammy Awards, which was held at MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Los Lobos won their fourth Grammy Award for Native Sons, this time in the Best Americana Album category. On November 25th, 2023, Los Lobos celebrated their 50th anniversary at their alma mater, James Garfield High School in East LA, with a sold-out performance at the high school's auditorium. Two shows earlier that week in LA, and I guess snootier and more famous venues, also sold out immediately. The Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood and the Paramount Theater in Boyle Heights. In February 2024, Los Lobos were inducted into the California Hall of Fame. In April, this is West LA Fade Away.
Looking for a chateau.
February 2024, Los Lobos were inducted into the California Hall of Fame. And April 2024, the 157-second trailer for Los Lobos documentary titled Native Sons was released on YouTube. Among the people interviewed about Los Lobos are musicians Tom Waits, Linda Ronstadt, Ozzo Motley, Bonnie Raitt, and actors Cheech Marin, Edward James Olmos, and Chicano activist Dolores Huerta. The documentary will be released in 2025, which means it must have been released, which means I need to watch it, and you need to watch it, and we all need to edumacate ourselves, as I guess the Californians would say.
I didn't want to be mean about it, but I didn't have one good word to say.
I forgot the original, who
West LA Fade Away.
Who originally recorded this?
West LA Fade Away. Little red light on the highway. Big green light on the speedway.
Oh, Grateful Dead. Oops. I should have known that.
We'll be right back.
need a West LA girl. Already know what I need to know. I need a West LA girl. Already know what I need to know. Name, address, and phone number. Know just how far to go. West LA fade away. West LA fade away. Little red light on the highway. Big green light on the speedway. Hey, hey, hey.
I swear by everything I hold.
next track is Wicked Rain. I'm guessing we'll get that on Selma and Corazon. Do the recording hour. But we'll have plenty more tracks after that, starting with Cumbia Raza and Charlena. Really good stuff.
Rain, rain, rain.
In my not so humble opinion.
Rain falling from the sky.
I had a cat on my lap for a while, but she just jumped up to go fight with my other cat.
Will there be no light in the morning? There's some peace at last we find.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you for joining the chat. I hope you've had a great conclusion to your week. You have great weather and great vibes. From wherever you're tuning in, as typical, I will post the the episode to the archive after the recorded hour, and we'll have a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or for the gemlogs of the world and people who rely on UTC, GMT, whatever you want to call it. The episode is at 0:00 hours UTC. Let's see who we have scheduled for next week. I do see I've added a good number of artists through June and July. Next week is La Misa Negra, and then the week after is Andres Cepeda. Exciting stuff. Great soundscape.
Rain, rain, rain. Rain, 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 rain.
Ay, Anselmo, Anselmo. visite o te mando a los gendarmes. Y hasta les quemo la casa, porque por algo soy aquí la autoridad. Yo te mando de todo este municipio, yo te lo digo por si quieres escapar. Ahí en el otro el que manda mi colegio, toma el aviso y te tiene que agarrar. Vayan Selma, 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 chaparra de mis penares, que te visite o te manda los gendarmes.
Mehi Polka. I just made that up. Is this cumbia or bolero or tango even? I should know.
Corazón, mi corazón. Cuando dijiste que no me quieres a mí, en mi pecho cuchillo sentí. Si no vuelves a mi lado, amor, no sé cómo puedo yo. Seguir. Corazón, mi corazón. Corazón, mi corazón. No me quieres, no me quieres a mí. Cómo puedo seguir? Si no vuelves a mis brazos. No sé cómo puedo yo vivir.
Corazón, mi corazón. Corazón, mi corazón.
Corazón, mi corazón.
Corazón, mi corazón.
Sentí, si no